Okay, boys and girls. Well, one hurricane come, one hurricane gone. And life is slowly returning to normal here in old Port Charlotte. We're getting used to the new reality, I guess is the way to say it. I got power out of my house about, 40 minutes ago. Jeff's still without power. You know, it's real hit and miss, sporadic on the power right now. But all I can tell you is that it is absolutely astounding to me that we've gotten, you know, electricity back and everything is good, because people don't understand how wide-reaching this Irma was. I mean, from the Florida Keys all the way up into South Carolina, people were without power. I mean, the whole distance. We drove back during the storm, and what an amazing thing. I've never drove through a tropical storm / hurricane before, not as powerful as that one was, but from South Carolina all the way down to here, 1 in 10 towns had power, 1 in 10 traffic lights worked, 1 in 40 gas stations had fuel, people were lined up. We saw people parked at gas pumps, out of gas. The stations closed down, they got signs up, no gas, there's no lights on, they're just sitting at the pumps waiting for it to open. I'd say not a lot of pre-planning went into that.
No, not at all.
So anyway, Fish and Frank here in the chair, Robert in the chair across, and we got Captain Carl. We're going to get to a fishing report here in just a second. I would have to say that the new normal is, Robert and I have both been feeling the last couple of days, something's wrong. We don't know what it is. There's a problem. It's like it's staring us in the face, and neither one of us know what the heck it is. But that's right. We both have that feeling, right?
Oh, yeah. It's a weird, uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
I don't feel relaxed.
No, something's a kilter. Something's out of whack in the universe here.
Yeah, it's so a little on the bizarre side.
Now, Carl, he's all calm, cool, and collected. He's been out fishing. He's been, you know, relaxed.
He doesn't have electricity. That's his only.
You still have power, huh?
Just today. Just got it today.
Yep. So you're back in the world amongst the living.
We were
sitting there, and I went home and said, okay, I'm going to make some eggs, get something to eat. And I've been out running around all morning. I had to deliver a generator to a nephew because the first generator I gave him didn't work, so I had to take him another one. And we've been sending generators around, and because when we left before the storm, we left to go get generators, so we bought a bunch of generators. We've been giving them out to all these people who need them. And but so I ended up in Fort Myers, and then I went out down to check Fort Myers store, and that's all good. And but it's just been one of those days that I stopped the house, get something to eat, and turn the generator off because I didn't want to listen to it while I was eating and cooking on the barbecue grill, you know. And all of a sudden I went, the AC just kicked on. She's like, what? I said, that is our AC that just kicked on. She's like, huh? And open the door. Yep, lights are on. All right. Woohoo!
Windows closed. Let's crank it.
That was awesome. You know, and it's not so much that we were uncomfortable, because we have the gas grill we were cooking on. I had a window unit for the bedroom, so the generator is running that. But these generators are loud. I'm getting that Honda Whisper generator.
That's what I got.
I don't care what it cost. I'm never going through another storm listening to that. The whole thing, you know. And I decided to turn my downstairs room into an apartment. Guy's got a whole bunch of RV stuff, stove, oven, the refrigerator, sinks, all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to turn my downstairs room into an apartment with all RV stuff. And all 12 volt and gas.
They call that New York living.
New York living, yeah. That would be like a luxury suite in Manhattan. But, that's what I'm going to do. You know, thank God for rednecks. That's all I can say is when you're in trouble and you're heading down the street and power lines are across the road and there's a tree laying down in there and you see big old Bubba standing in the middle of the road with his old, you know, beat up red hat on, and he's waving you down going, well, you can get under those power lines if you go around this way, then skirt the tree, then come back off on the other side. You can make it through that. And I mean, it's pouring down rain where you can't see. Good. Thank God for rednecks. I got to tell you, I am proud to be a DAR. I am proud to associate with DARs. There's not another type of human in the world that would stand there in rain where you can barely see 20 feet in front of you to warn another human that there's power lines right there and how you're going to have to go around to get a hold of them. Some guy in North Georgia, and just big old dude, big old redneck dude. God bless you. I don't know your name. I don't know who you are, but you're tall. He's a big fella. Driving his little car, you know. And you don't have to be a redneck. You don't have to have a pickup truck to be a redneck, I can tell you. Thank God for rednecks. I love you, buddies. From one DAR to all of the DARs of the world. And you can be in Canada and be a DAR, dumbass redneck. You can be one anywhere you want to be. All you have to do is be from out of the city and handy as hell and willing to put yourself at risk for others.
Right, so, absolutely.
Anyway, I was absolutely shocked. This guy, I had seen the tree, but I hadn't seen the one set of power lines. It could have been really bad. So, great bunch of people around the planet. And happy to be here. And going to make a special thank you to the power guys from all over the country. Guys putting out power trucks from all different states. Garbage trucks running, filling them up. The guys busting their butt, getting everything cleaned up.
The tree trimmers that are just out there cutting all the stuff off for the power line companies to get in. Everyone's praising the power line company, and God bless them, because, I mean, 3-4 million people in 4 days, that's pretty darn impressive. But that being said, the tree trimmer guys, Ashplun or whatever, however you pronounce their name, I mean, they're the first guys there.
Pike Electric, Ashplun, Pike Electric, all you guys out there. And when we say power companies, we mean all the people involved in there, from the guys cleaning the trees, the guys with the backhoe cleaning out the area to get the stuff in, and the secret unsung heroes that nobody ever knows about. The guys like Tom Fisher and Matt Haig and Brian Ball, who are out there putting diesel generators on the cell phone towers so that before the power's back on, you can talk on your cell phone and say hi to your family and your loved ones and communicate who's got gas, who doesn't. All that's because of a group of hidden heroes who are out there in Harvey over in Texas. They were literally putting diesel generators in boats to get them out to these cell phone towers. They were flying them in by helicopters, putting them down next to the cell towers, and these guys were coming up. The helicopter brings in, they're going out by boat, and I mean, these secret cell phone service guys that nobody ever knew about.
Right.
They're out there making sure we can talk to each other and do stuff. There is a lot of hardworking people in this country.
And when it comes down to it, it starts from the bottom and works its way up. I mean, every one of them unite. It's pretty impressive.
Because I can tell you, I don't think anybody give a rat's butt if the president of Citibank showed up today, or the guy, you know, I'll give the president of FPL a little props. He was sitting in the bunker making sure everything was all right.
Yeah.
He was there in the bunker, in the storm, making sure everything was going. So hats off to FPL. They might be a pain, but there are pain, and we're proud of them.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, enough storm garbage.
Oh, we're not over all that yet, because that's going to be part of the fishing report anyway.
All right.
Look at the height of the river.
The river is cresting.
Ridiculous.
At the highest level it's ever crested. In 1960, it held the record. That may have been Hurricane Donna.
Right.
And we're 2 feet above that. It was 20,000 cubic feet per second. It's now over 21, pushing 22,000 cubic feet a second.
Yeah.
It's something like 23 or 24 feet. The record was 20.
Yeah.
And flood stage, by the way, boys and girls, at 13. So, yeah. You know.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's an unbelievable mass of water coming down.
Unbelievable.
And it was supposed to crest yesterday, but yet it still came up even more last night. You know, it's like, holy mackerel.
So, yeah, it's going to crest sometime today, we think. But people in Northport are getting flooded, North Fort Myers, all over. It's
the whole center of the state. I mean, Immokalee, Wachula. I mean, all those places are just getting massive amounts of water through them, and it's kind of a bummer. You know, we were talking about it earlier.
Naples is wrecked. You've been down to Naples. What's Naples like?
Naples is a nightmare right now. I mean, there's trees. You think we have it bad here?
We don't have it bad. I can't tell a storm happened.
We dealt with Hurricane Charlie. This is cakewalk.
If you want to drive around today, it looks like we had a thunderstorm, a bad thunderstorm. Mm-hmm. We're in golden shape.
I mean, there's a bad shape.
It's far worse in Georgia and South Carolina and Northern Florida, Central Florida and South Florida. We got this lucky miracle miss up through us that took out a little bit of power, but you know, if you were halfway prepared, it was very inconvenient or annoying, but it was not catastrophic by any stretch.
No.
But several places in the state are catastrophic. Georgia, my heart bleeds for Georgia. I mean, nice folks, great people up there, and beautiful. I want to go back. I drove through there during a hurricane. I want to go back and see more of that South Georgia. Amazing. So, I'm going to tell you, all in all, Naples is Chuckalusky's bad. Talked to somebody. They have a bait shop in Chuckalusky. Or no, Everglades City. In Everglades City, and there's 5 feet of water in their store.
Yeah.
Marco, too.
Marco's bad. Chuckalusky, the Keys.
Miami.
I mean, all over the state, it's just horrific.
Yeah, there's not. I mean, basically, I think the only place that went unscathed was the Panhandle.
Yeah, that could be.
I think there.
And I don't even know for sure because.
I don't know for sure either, but I haven't heard of anything from Steinahatchee North.
Yeah, what I saw up there when I was up there was bad up in Northern Florida.
Yeah.
All power out everywhere.
For 301 and 17 and 19, that place just wrecked. It hurts. It hurts to see them go through that because I know we've done that.
So, anyway, one big thank you to the all the people working to get the power up, the garbage people. And when you see a garbage truck go by, wave and say, thanks, guys. Appreciate your work. I mean, unsung heroes, the guys who put up this, you know, generators on the cell towers, all the truckers who are bringing down gas, putting in all overtime to run gas down here. Just
all the truck drivers delivering food and water down here.
Yeah, people, I mean, we sat there and there was a truck driver inching his way through traffic with a state patrolman in front of him. We were stuck in a traffic jam. We thought it was a terrible accident. And somebody must have heard they were getting gas at that gas station. The cars were backed up a half a mile on the road. Blocked the road. You couldn't get through the road. I ended up having to make a U-turn and go detour around it. But I sat there half an hour thinking it was a wreck. And then I found it was just gas station opening.
Yeah.
And they had to put the two-lane highway, both lanes blocked. The four-lane. We were on, you know, our two lanes going that way. You couldn't get through. I finally got over the other lane, whipped a U-turn, and got around there. Because I was carrying 42 gallons of gas in the back of my pickup truck. Every time I got to three-quarters of a tank, I filled up.
No, I get that. That's what we did on our way back down. Any place we found, which was very few and far between.
So
we had to get into the reserves.
Well, I actually made it. We left there, what was that, Sunday morning I left?
Yeah, 6:30 in the morning.
Almost died on I-95. A puddle of water took us out, and we couldn't see, couldn't tell what lane we were in. We come out of it. We're still in our lane. A semi on one side of us, concrete embankment on the other. So I'm getting off this interstate. Took an exit. GPS won't work. It frizzled out. It would tell me where I was, but if I tried to put a town in, it would just flash one screen to the next and enter numbers. So all I knew is, and I was looking, and it would say curve ahead. So I knew it was, and what streets were coming up. And on the bottom, it says south, west, east, north. And all I knew was 301 was south and west of me. So I kept that compass. I kept driving on roads. They were either going west or south. If I had a choice turn, I went south or west. And I finally made it down and I found 301 that way, driving through these little tiny roads, trees all over the road, driving over trees and around trees, and the wind whipping. Every time you got in open by a field, you could feel the truck wanting to inch over a bit.
Scary.
Drove through water halfway up my doors. Jiminy crickets. It was an interesting ride back. It was horrific and terrible, and I tell everybody, don't ever do it, but I loved the hell out of it. I had a ball. I mean, it was just fun. I mean, me and my Toyota with Michelin tires. I got to tell you, boys and girls, whatever they say, I have no stock in Michelin. I don't want nothing to do with it, but what a dream. They kept me on the road. They kept me safe. So, and that Toyota was just, that pickup was awesome. I had a great, you know, good partnership between me and the truck, and we kept everything going. 5 miles an hour sometimes. Yeah. It was as fast as we could go. The rain was coming down so hard. And I said, well, if I sit here, I'm still sitting here. If I go 5 miles an hour, in an hour, I'll be 5 miles further along. So I did 5 miles an hour, probably 40-some minutes, you know. And but, all in all, it was fun. It was interesting.
That don't sound like fun.
Oh, we had a great time. Met people at gas stations and talked and, you know. And it's weird how many people don't leave their area. They have no idea where they are in their state.
No.
Well, I know 9 to 5's over there somewhere. It's about an hour or so, maybe two. Like, really?
Okay.
Yeah. You don't know where Florida or Alabama or South Carolina is. You do know 95's yonder way. Like, really?
Sure.
So, nice as hell. I mean, beautiful people, but, I mean, talk about stuck in an area. But, I mean, we were on roads that were literally a car and a half wide, because I figured if a tree fell on the truck, that was something, but if I got caught out in the open, I was going to be in big trouble. So we had a good time anyway. We just want to say thank you to everybody who helped put our lives back together. The store's okay. We had a lot of rainwater in the store. Shop vacs, you know, sump pumps and all that. We got all the water out of here. We got it all dried up. Bait tanks are running. Everything's doing good. Carl's ready to do charters. And Robert and I are ready to sell some tackle. So we're going to get to the fishing report in just a second. So we'll be right back with the Area Fishing Report.